Yeah, we're sitting here talking about Steven Seagal still.
Again, we just can't get over talking about it. Well, he's talking just about so it before funny. The video started. He's just so funny. And we can't, like I said, I've been reading all kind of different shit, like, this morning about him, because we're going to, like, record the show later about him.
Yeah.
So I don't want to, like, ruin all the best stuff.
I got to run down the store, go get some kitty food.
Oh, no, we're out of kitty food?
And bacon powder. I tried to bake some biscuits last night, and they didn't rise. They were all fucked up looking, and I checked the bacon powder. Man, it was fucking 2004. Best Buy 2004.
We've had baking powder since 2004?
Yeah. Yeah, and I just was like, fucking, you had to...
I hadn't even met you then.
Yeah, we had, I had, you know, we had several cans of it, you know what I mean? But one of those had somehow, through the moves and, you know, moving from one place to another, you know, it just, one of those things was 2004.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and I think that's why it didn't rise.
Well, no wonder. Well, because the same thing happened. Okay, so this is what happened. For some reason, like, it was two nights ago, right?
Yeah.
You kind of, like, got this bee in your mind. It's like, man, we should make some biscuits. Make some and biscuits. I was like, hey, that sounds like a good idea. Let's make a bunch of biscuits, because you can make breakfast biscuits.
I had all this Bisquick and shit.
We had this big thing of Bisquick, which I don't even think was opened. And it was, like, in the pantry. It hadn't been opened. Because we don't make, like, rise, a lot of pancakes. Right. Yeah, so, like, they didn't rise, and they came out really bad.
And it said Best Buy 2014.
Yeah, it was super old.
And I was like, fuck, and I threw that shit away.
And so then like the next day
I was like, I'm gonna do it again.
He's gonna make another batch, and they looked good. They looked like good. He left them, and they like said they're
sitting
all
there, and I'm using like a glass as a
and
cookie
he's, like,
cutter
cutting,
and fucking
cutting them open and everything
doing like that. I said, that should be fucking fantastic. They didn't rise. I didn't know maybe if the cookie cutter somehow sealed the edges and it didn't rise. I just checked my fucking ingredients in that damn bacon powder.
So maybe that's what it
2004.
Was.
2004.
They still tasted good, though. I mean, you still... Because today he made, like, last night he just, like, fried some eggs and cheese and put them on there. So we made little biscuits.
We ate them anyway.
And then today he made, like, biscuits and gravy out of them.
Yeah, I didn't have any...
I thought it was good.
I didn't have any pork sausage, so I just thawed out a couple of pork chops and just chopped them by hand.
Oh, is that how you did that?
Yeah,
it's tried, like, because I didn't see him make it.
I tried to make some ground pork out of it, and then I seasoned it like it was sausage, you know?
It was good.
It was pretty good. And I fried that up, and then, you know, made country gravy. Black pepper country gravy.
Yeah, it was yummy.
It's southern shit, man. It's just butter and flour.
I know.
We're gonna be
so fat by the time.
Salt and whole, you know, ground fucking black pepper in it, and a little bit of seasoned salt. Cream.
But that's the thing. It's like, well, yeah, but it's like the nice thing about it is that it's so filling that I probably won't eat
that was like about
until later.
That's probably
tonight,
3,000 calories.
I'm sure it probably was, which means that I can't eat anymore.
I got to lift tonight.
Yeah. Well, I got in a 3 mile walk today, so
okay.
That's a little bit of weight.
So what's on the list? What do we got to talk about?
Not a whole lot, honestly, because like I said, all I've been doing today was like researching the Steven Seagal show that we're gonna do and like, you know. Shit like that.
Gotta get some juice so we can fucking drink during this.
Yeah.
This shit's gonna be fun.
We still have apple juice, right?
Yeah, but I gotta get orange juice.
I kind of feel like, I mean, the Steven Seagal show, it's like I said, he's a terrible person, but like in a way that's ridiculous and like funny to laugh at. I don't know. So it should be funny.
I like Steven Seagal. I think he's an amazing man. I hope he sees this. But so much has been said about him. He's probably sick of hearing it.
I don't know.
Here in the United States, or is he? I think he's wanted here, isn't he?
No, because I think he got charged.
He got charged by the
SEC.
Shit all got dropped.
Yeah, that all got dropped.
Yeah,
Been like numerous sexual assault allegations and stuff like that, but I don't know if any of those are still pending. Because a lot of those he settled them out of court.
Yeah.
So
if he tries to fucking shiatsu on your boobs, looking for fucking cancer lumps and shit, at least
just run away because he won't be able.
Well,
to
at least you know
he
you're
won't
gonna
be
get,
able to catch you.
Just at least you know you're gonna get a paycheck because you know get a lawyer and then you'll get he'll break you off
because he doesn't want anybody
everybody knows
that he's a total and complete creep and like to stay away from him as much as possible.
Beating up on little guys.
He's beating up on everybody, beating up on his wife, beating up on fucking... He's a terrible person, I'm telling you. But yeah, so other than that, what were we just... Now, this was kind of an interesting conversation that we had right before we started recording. I probably should have started recording earlier so we could have got some of it, but we were wondering, because you were asking me if I could tell the difference between a male writer and a female writer.
Yeah, if you're reading stories.
If you're reading a story.
Yeah.
And I was saying, because you were talking about somebody that you were watching that was talking about.
And he said that he said that the difference between the way little boys and little girls grow up and the way they play with toys, that affects how they write a story later on. That the females tend to inject themselves into the females of the story, and that men tend to be more detached from it. They're not really injected into the story.
Which, that might be true up to a point, but I did tell him, I was like, you know, I have, like, tons of, anthologies, you know, usually of horror stories or fantasy or something like that. And a lot of times I'll just, like, just glance at the title or not even glance at the title, and then I'll just read the story. And I'm like, if you, you know, said, hey, I'll give you $1,000 if you can tell me if a man or a woman wrote that, I would not be able to tell you. No, I can't tell the
difference. He claimed to be able to tell the difference. But I don't think, I can sometimes tell the difference in a movie.
Sometimes it like I said, I think it depends on the genre. Honestly, it kind of comes down to the individual, because, and I was telling you this before and I can't remember who this was, but it was kind of like one of the better known, maybe like action thriller dude writers. And I remember reading something of his and going, oh, well, obviously a man wrote that, because he was trying to write from a female character's perspective. Yeah. And it was like clear that he didn't know how to write from a female character's perspective. Right. But other than that, I really don't. If it's a good writer and you can become immersed in their writing and you can become immersed in the characters, I can't really tell a difference. I think it's only when the writing is shitty or, you know, I don't know. It's just hard for me to.
I can tell Quentin Tarantino that's a man, that those movies are made
obviously.
By a man. It's very obvious. But then I could take it. You know, he's real lowbrow, but that's what he's trying to do. But then I could take it to Stanley Kubrick, and I can definitely tell that's a man right telling that story.
Yeah.
Especially, like, some of the older stuff, how clinical it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, 2001 feels very clinical, very
all
scientific.
All his movies feel very clinical.
They're all very like that. But there's something very masculine about them, though. In Shining, it's very cold, but it's also kind of very masculine. I think it's part of that clinical, detached feeling you get when you're watching the damn thing.
Yeah, maybe.
Even Doctor Strangelove, which was a comedy, fucking awesome. Yeah. They still kind of had this weird detached kind of third person.
Although, I don't know if that's even so much. That was just his style.
His style.
Would say that's more like an individual's. And the same thing with Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
He has a very obvious style.
But I'm saying that.
That relates to.
I don't know. This is just the way I'm seeing it. You know, I'm saying Kubrick's style to me feels very masculine.
And another thing too is that sometimes I'll be surprised. Like I'll see a horror movie or something like that, and then I'll find out later that a woman directed it, and it surprised me that a woman directed it. Not because I mean a lot of women don't direct horror movies, sadly, but just because it didn't really occur to me.
Yeah,
I guess because it doesn't really stand out as being gendered in one way or another. I think, like I said, it's kind of anything like that is just kind of like a continuum.
Yeah.
It's like, obviously there's going to be some really obvious shit that's like, obviously a man directed that, or obviously a man wrote that, or obviously a woman wrote that. But I don't know. In a lot of ways, like I said, if it's good writing, I don't think you can really tell.
Yeah, so if you can tell, that means it's a sign of you can't write.
Not necessarily.
All right.
I mean, it might just be a particular style or a particular genre. Like I said, it's really kind of hard to say across the board.
Okay.
I've just really never had... I've never had a situation where I was like, oh, obviously, you know, a woman wrote that. Or obviously, you know what I mean?
Right.
Although, like I said, I have had situations where I saw a movie and then later I found out that a woman directed
it. Now, romance novels that women like to read, are they better if they're written by a man or are they better if they're written by a woman?
I can't really say because I'm not a big fan of romance novels and never have been. Even when I was a kid, I just didn't like them. They just seemed very
Are they mostly
formulaic.
Written by men?
They're
probably mostly written by women, aren't they?
I would imagine that it might be, I think a lot of them are written by men, but I think romance might be slightly more represented by women.
Okay.
I don't know the statistics outright. The thing about it, though, is that sometimes, particularly your pulp romance novels, like the paperbacks and stuff like that, they put out cheap. One thing that a lot of the publishing houses will do is they'll have, like, a set number of, like, you know, names for that publishing company, but a bunch of different writers write under that name. Some of them are men, some of them are women, but they're all writing under this particular pseudonym.
So
I don't really know. It's really hard to tell. And in a lot of ways, it might be hard to tell, you know, even in that genre, if it was written by a man or a woman, because, you know, even if it's under a woman's name, say, that doesn't necessarily mean that a woman wrote it. That might just be one of the house names for that publication. Right. And I'm talking here, I'm not talking about like your kind of bigger known writers. I'm talking about like your kind of, you know, your paperback ones, like you find in the back of the library or whatever, that just kind of come out cheap and everything. It was the same thing with like Westerns. Any kind of, you know, it's probably changed a lot now because the publishing industry isn't quite the same as it used to be.
Yeah,
but
I think a lot of it's gone.
Well, it's just, it's shifted online. Online more self-publishing stuff like that. But back in the days when they had like these cheap pulp paperbacks and they had like your cheap romance ones, you had your cheap Westerns. You had your cheap sci-fi, you know, you had all that kind of stuff.
You guys who are, you know, millennials and everything, you should have seen what it was like back when we were growing up. When you were in the damn grocery store during the checkout, you would see the damn little, what do you call those little racks? Those little book racks. I'm doing this. People are like, what the fuck are you doing? They were these tall things you could put books in. They're made out of wire, and they would spin. And that was the only thing that was there in the supermarket, pretty much. You know, they had spy shit and stuff, but the main you had Stephen King stuff.
Yeah.
But then the main staple was fucking romance novels, which were porn for old ladies and women, and Westerns. Yeah. Shit ton of Westerns.
Those were the main two, because those are like the largest selling in that, you know, demographic.
And the covers were all the same. They all looked different, but they were all the same. If you see them, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, how do you think fucking Fabio got famous? Yeah. He was like a model for a lot of those romance novel covers.
Yeah, they just put him in different outfits.
Yeah, he's just different outfits, and they would just like paint him doing different shit. But it's interesting now, though. I feel like, in a way, it's a lot better, because, you know, now it's easier for people to publish their own shit, which, you know, obviously that's a lot of crap, but to be honest, a lot of stuff that was published by mainstream publishers was kind of crap that I read too. But
it was,
you know,
a crap machine.
Yeah, it's like, you know, a lot of the self-publishers like need some editors and shit like that, but there's a lot of good shit out there. Now, something that women do write a lot too, now men write a lot too, I guess, depending on what, but women write a lot of erotica.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like, well, and they buy most of the written erotica. Yeah. That, you know, that's paid for. I remember reading somewhere, and, you know, it might be different now, but I think between 70% and 80% of the written erotica that has been sold was purchased by women.
Yeah.
Because, and I think I mentioned,
and written by Chuck Tingle.
Yeah. Seriously, if you guys don't know who Chuck Tingle is,
you better go check that shit out.
Please go see. Please go check out Chuck Tingle.
The motherfucker's hilarious.
Oh my god, he's the best.
The name of the fucking book is Pounded in the Butt by My Own Butt, right? That was, or
yeah, well,
Pounded
okay.
in the Butt by My Book About My Own Butt by My Own
Now,
butt.
See, now I'm There's trying to remember. So, seriously, go to his Wikipedia page, and it has
it's
like
meta
his
porn,
book.
And it's fucking weird.
It's so fucking funny, and it's like, and his, it's funny,
it's
because
like gay.
Well,
not
has,
all of it though.
He has
it?
That, but then like he has like a whole subgenre. He has like a whole thing about you know, airplanes having sex with other airplanes, or people having sex with airplanes, or something. There's like a whole dinosaur thing.
Dinosaur fetishes.
There's just, oh my
ghosts.
God. Yeah, there's a whole ghost. Is there Bigfoot? He does Bigfoot too, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so he has like all these different kind of things.
Yeah.
And like, they're just, I really want to buy one to like read the whole thing, but it's like, I've read excerpts, and it's just
Pounded,
it's so funny.
The titles would be like Pounded in the Rear by My Billionaire Airplane Boyfriend.
Yeah, I think something like that.
His boyfriend is an airplane, and the airplane is a billionaire. And
and
like the cover, it's got like a muscle man on there, like Fabio, and he's like blowing kisses towards a fucking airplane. And then superimposed under the bottom of the fuselage is the airplane. It's like a smiling face.
It's
fucking hilarious.
Awesome. It's so awesome.
Hilarious.
Well, I'm trying to remember, like, because I can't remember if the first iteration of the book was just called Pounded in the Butt.
I think it was called Buttception.
No, that was a later one. Because okay. Either the first one was called Just Pounded in the Butt.
Pounded in the Butt, yeah.
And then he had Pounded in the Butt by My Own Butt.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
he had
yeah.
Pounded in the Butt by my book, Pounded in the Butt by My Own Butt.
Yeah. So his own book comes back.
And then 5 or 6 in, it was Buttception.
Buttception, yeah. It's not serious.
Obviously.
This is all comedy
obviously.
And shit. It's fucking hilarious.
And he, another thing he does too is that he will write something based around whatever is real of the moment. This is a couple years ago, but remember that whole thing about that dress and is it black or blue, black and blue, or is it orange and white, whatever the fuck yeah. it was. And it was this huge sensation. And it's he always adds that in, so the keywords, one of his books will come up in the keywords, so it's Pounded in the Butt by My Own Butt and in the color changing dress and stuff that, so he will put shit like that in there.
He's making concepts a sexual fucking object in the book. It's fucking weird.
And the funny thing about him though is that obviously Chuck Tingle is not his real name, but he will not let anybody he doesn't have a bio of himself. He doesn't show his own
stock
name.
Photos.
He has a drawing of him or something like that. I think there's only one interview with him, and the answers he gave were just these non sequitur type of answers.
Yeah.
So it's no one knows who he is, I think.
I think the only real photograph he ever showed was a stock photograph of a dude in a kung fu gi, right?
I think so, yeah. A drawing. I remember seeing a drawing that was supposed to be his driver's license photo.
Yeah, so we're just trying to spread some high culture to our listeners here. You need to go check out fucking Chuck Tingle. That's a cultural experience.
I mean, even just read his books, but even just reading the Wikipedia page just and reading all the titles.
Just reading the titles.
Will just
laughing.
Give you hours of entertainment. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I think I think e-books are fucking 99 cents or $1.99.
They're short. They're short stories. Yeah. It's not like he's writing a novel
whole books,
every day or however many. Because he's written a lot of them.
And what apparently, was the one... Me and the Unicorn Colonel, or what is it?
Oh, sex yeah, unicorns. With the I forgot. Unicorn, he has a unicorn thing.
He has a whole unicorn line, and the Unicorn Colonel is a unicorn who is dressed as a colonel who is on the back of a horse.
Yeah.
In a Civil War outfit, right?
Yeah.
Something like that. The Unicorn Colonel, and I think there's a whole. I forgot what the Unicorn Colonel was in the title.
I know, I can't. Now I'm tempted to look up the Wikipedia page on my other computer, but it's people can
Ghost
look
of
up.
The Unicorn Colonel or some shit like that. So you got ghosts and unicorns having sex, human beings and airplanes.
It's great.
Yeah.
Another
dinosaurs on the. There was a set weird sex dinosaurs and. With ghosts and fucking
yeah,
aliens,
there's all kind
right?
of I'm pretty sure there was aliens in there too, and maybe Bigfoot. Yeah, there's Bigfoot. A lot of crossovers between different cryptids and whatnot. And it's funny because I mean I don't you know I've written a couple of erotica stories and stuff like that, but it's not really a genre that I read a lot of.
They don't sell much, I guess.
But
you gotta market it the right way.
Yeah, but the thing about it is that I mean, especially nowadays, now that everybody's kind of writing all their own shit and everything, there's a staggering array of different genres and subgenres that you wouldn't even, unless you were into it, and each one has their enthusiastic proponents that write and people read them and stuff like that, thousands and thousands of people, but it's the mainstream has never really heard about it, you know what I mean? I mean, most people nowadays have probably heard of vor, where you want to be eaten by another person, or not so much that you want to be eaten like a cannibal or anything, but that you're really small and you want to be eaten by Godzilla. There's that type of thing. There's the whole male pregnancy thing. That's a whole genre with subgenres in its own thing. So that's a whole thing. There's there's less weird ones. You have a whole subset of Viking romance and all that kind of stuff. But it's there's all kind of one of the most popular is it's not really bestiality, but it's kind of having sex with a shape changer, a werewolf or something like that. That's a humongous subgenre.
Werewolves and werebears and
yeah. So you know, it's
basically it's furries, really.
Kind of. Like, although, yeah, furry. That's like kind of like a different thing, yeah. though. I think most of the written erotica that's... I can't even remember what the name of it, because they all have, like, names for the subgenres. But it's usually, like, essentially a werewolf. It's not necessarily a wolf, but it's usually, like, a person that can change it to, like, some big, powerful animal, and people are into it or whatever. But, you know, whatever. No judgment. You can...
Is there anything else?
I don't think so. Like I said, it's Friday. Yeah. Tom's got to make a supply run because the kitties are out of food almost.
I got to put my space suit on.
You got to put your space suit on.
Either or. I'll dress up like the fucking Terminator.
Yeah, put your glasses and your boots on.
And my fucking leather jacket. Okay.
Yeah, then go out to the store.
Yeah. No, I ain't gonna do that. I might dress up like that for the show.
Okay, it would be funny. Dress up for the show. It's like, well, it's like, you know, Steven Seagal's action hero like, you know, Terminator's action.
Yeah, be the Terminator.
It works. Okay. All right. So we'll talk to you guys again tomorrow. Stay safe out there.